Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4447.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay, for this, I probably have to say my grandmother. She came over to this country when she was 17 and didn't really know anything, didn't have anything, and worked really hard to succeed and assimilate, and had six kids and many, many grandkids, and took care of me a lot when I was younger, and she was just a really good influence on me.
Who do you aspire to be?
Kind of goes hand in hand with that first question. I aspire to be kind of like my grandmother, a good family member, a good person all around, and that would be, you know, my highest aspiration is to achieve something like that.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Describe myself as caring, somebody that is interested in those around me and the people that I interact with, and just a loving person in general.
What makes you smile?
I like to work on projects, and when projects are completed, that makes me happy. At the end of the day, when everything is completed and I can look back and say, I did this, that makes me smile.
What types of things make you sad?
Watching the news at night can be pretty depressing. Just in general, things going on in the world that are reported are depressing, and that kind of brings me down a little bit. So I try to look for the bright side in things.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a pretty comfortable lifestyle. Had both my parents growing up and two brothers, and lived comfortably, but never really took things for granted. Parents always instilled a good work ethic in us and had to get a job as soon as I could at 16. And so coming from that background, hard work, nothing really handed to me, that really made me the person that I am.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would probably say dependability, being able to be counted on, simply because in life you're going to have to ask people to do things for you, and people are going to have to ask you to do things for them, and being able to come through consistently is something that I find admirable. So dependability, consistency is something that I really appreciate in a person.
What quality do you like the best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would just kind of piggybacking off that, maybe dependability. I'd like to think that I'm somebody that my friends or family can come to. What do I like least? Probably procrastinating. I'm a big procrastinator. I do get things done, but it usually happens in a hurry towards the end of a deadline.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Again, piggybacking off an earlier question is hard work, you know, not really having anything handed to you. So had to get a job early just to kind of appreciate the value of money and contributing to society. So I'm hoping that's something that I, while living a comfortable life for my kids, but having them have to contribute something as well.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Spending time with my family, love to get together, have big meal around the holidays. It's really one of my favorite things to do. Going to see movies, spending time outside. I like to go camping with some of my brothers. So those are the types of things that I like to do with my family.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was a kid, I grew up with two older brothers, and we were outside all the time. And the one thing that we really like to do, we like to play sports, but street hockey was the one that we played the most. And just being able to play with the older kids, I think it toughened me up a little bit. And just being outside was way better than being inside. And that's probably the best memories I have of my childhood.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
I'd say my favorite book that I've ever read is called A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. It's kind of the history of scientific discoveries. I'm more of a history background, enjoy reading biographies and things like that. But I also do enjoy novels, things like Catcher in the Rye was one of my favorite in high school. The Harry Potter books, big fan of those. So I enjoy reading a lot, mostly historical stuff.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I saw a movie called What to Expect When You're Expecting, about raising children and having a baby being pregnant. I thought I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny and really accurate. Having a child myself, it was really close to what actually happens.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch mostly football and hockey. Having played both of them as a kid, I'm still a big fan of both and watch them avidly on TV.
What do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
I like to be outside, so camping is a big hobby of mine. Bicycling, do a little bit of running, but getting more away from that, more towards bicycling and things like that. Just being outside, kayaking, anything on water is really enjoyable to me.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm creative. Kind of struggled with art as a kid in school. I'd say the way that I express myself creatively now is more through cooking. I really enjoy doing that and experimenting, and so that's more how I express myself.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
One of my favorite achievements was becoming class president in high school. It was difficult, not so much because there was a lot of work, but kind of gaining the trust of my classmates and really making myself known. I'm not the most outgoing person, but kind of talking to just about everybody in my high school and getting to know people. It was difficult, but it was very rewarding.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Being more of a history person, I tend to lean towards historical figures when I get a question like this. So I would probably say something like Abraham Lincoln. I think he went through a lot and kind of held our country together and be interesting to hear some of the things that he had to say and some of his experiences and what went through his head.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
I would say that going away from home would be kind of a traumatic experience. And so my first weekend at college, I went away from home, and it was difficult. Not really knowing anybody, being away from home for the first time for an extended period of time. And that was difficult, getting to know people, but it turned out to be great.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I would say going away from home for college. Both of my older brothers stayed really close to home, and my parents tried to encourage me to do that, but I thought that getting away and experiencing new things in a different place was probably the right thing to do. So it was a risk moving to a different city, but it wound up working out.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
This kind of goes back to an earlier question as well, with my favorite book being A Short History of Nearly Everything. I read it in high school, and it really kind of opened my eyes to the discoveries that we've made in science, just in terms of how big the universe is and all different types of things like that. It was kind of unsettling to me to think that I live in such a small world when there's all these things going on outside of it. So that was something that kind of jogged me a little bit and made me think about more than just my life. There's bigger things going on.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I'd like to be at the beach right now with my family and friends. If I could be doing anything, that would probably be where I would be at.
Where would you like to be the most?
I kind of goes back to the previous question. being at the beach and being in a relaxed state, maybe having a few adult beverages, something like that would be my ideal place right now.
What is your approach to life?
I try not to take things too seriously. Don't sweat the small things is what I say to my family a lot. So just try not to take myself too seriously and have fun.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties?
That's hard. I'd probably say in college, I was in a fraternity and in a position of leadership there, where I was the treasurer and in charge of all of the finances, and at the same time had a full course load and a job. And I felt like there was a lot of responsibilities on me, so that was a pretty stressful time in my life. But kind of leaned on friends and family, and was able to, in my opinion, do a pretty good job in a position of leadership and responsibility, and got through it okay.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I would have to say having a child, that's definitely been a huge struggle, but at the same time, it's been one of the most enjoyable things that I've ever done. So rewarding. And when we were pregnant, my a friend said to me, "It's going to be the hardest thing you ever did, but the most rewarding," and it really has turned out to be that.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I loved and still do love playing Monopoly. It's gotten more enjoyable the more I understand of it, and so I really do enjoy that game.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is probably a little-known guy named Simon Pegg. He's British, and he's been in some of my favorite movies like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. He's just, to me, one of the funniest actors, and really enjoy everything that he's in.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'd say favorite dinner that I have often is just simple pizza, but my mom makes one of the best lasagnas, and I have it for my birthday every year.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing I ever done, when I was in college, my roommate and I, on a whim, bought tickets to Europe and flew there without having any plan on what we were going to do, where we were going to stay, how we were actually going to afford it, and just kind of went and had the best time of my life.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish that I could drive across the country. That has always been a dream of mine. It's as I get older and I have a job and responsibilities, it's something that's not really feasible at this time, but that's always been a dream of mine and something that I'm going to do before I kick the bucket.
Why did you choose your career?
I am a financial analyst. I really enjoy the ins and outs of the stock market and investments, and have since I was a little kid. And when my dad, I got my first job as a paper boy, and my dad took some of the money that I got to invest, and I've been following it ever since. And it's something that I'm really fond of, and being able to watch it every day is interesting.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I would probably be a teacher, a history teacher in particular. I had some fantastic history teachers in high school and stimulated my interest in the subject. And just being able to kind of go back and hopefully be able to share that interest and that excitement that I have for the subject with younger people would be really, really rewarding to me. So perhaps when I retire, that's something I could do.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, it's a long way off when it's you don't really look past the next day, but hopefully I have a rewarding career and a great family, healthy, and I can't really say what I'd be doing. Hopefully it's always kind of been a dream of mine. I have a lot of dreams, but to own a business, being able to own my own business and work my own hours would be something that I'd love to have be doing in 10 years.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Pretty simple guy. I enjoy dinner and a movie with maybe getting a little bit of ice cream afterwards. That's really my idea of a romantic evening. Pretty simple.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Somebody that's smart, somebody I can have a conversation with. That is by far the most important thing to me. Attractive and caring. And somebody that, like me, doesn't really take things too seriously and is able to have fun and laugh at themselves.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Probably one of my favorite things to do is cook a big meal. And so I think maybe surprising my significant other with a cooked meal, home-cooked meal, would be a really good gesture.
Growing up, how was your relationship with your parents?
I had actually a very good relationship with my parents, and still do. They were able to, take care of me and watch after me when I went to school and nurture a love of learning, and that's something that I really appreciate. So we did get along really well, had some clashes like probably any teenager does, but turns out they were right more often than I thought they were.
What were your siblings like growing up?
My siblings were excellent. I had two older brothers, like I've mentioned, and they used to beat me up a lot. And I feel like it made me a stronger person. I don't back down too easily because of them. And just growing up with older brothers has made me a better person all around.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I probably got into trouble more often than the average child, simply because being the youngest, kind of competing for attention, and being the clown of the family, that would be the way that I would describe myself. Always trying to make people laugh.
What is your best memory of a childhood?
We went on vacation every year, no matter what, and we always tried to go different places and experience different things. And I'll always remember when I was 6 years old, going on vacation to the Grand Canyon and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, even for a little kid, is amazing with all the lights. And Grand Canyon is one of the greatest natural wonders I've ever seen. So just experiencing that as a young child, I still remember a lot of details about that trip. So it really left an impression on me.
What are your best memories of either high school or college?
In high school, I'd have to say playing football was the best thing that I ever did. Really built some camaraderie with my teammates and have friends that I still hang out with every day. We still talk about the experiences we went through, and that is something that I will remember forever.
Was there a teacher or teachers who had particularly strong influence on your life?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I had history teachers in high school. One in particular, my junior year, taught me European history. And I'd say that the biggest takeaway I took from him was that you're not supposed to just read what you see in books and listen to the news and accept it as fact. You're supposed to question everything for yourself. And that's something that I've tried to do every day, is make my own opinion, form my own, use the facts to find what the truth is.
What lessons have you learned from your relationships?
That it's more important to be selfless and helping other people. It will get you farther than looking out for yourself.
What lessons have you been taught from your work life?
That really just showing up on time and doing the work that you're asked, it's the easiest way to advance in your career. And there's so many people that don't do just the bare minimum that it's if you do that, it's kind of easy to move up.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I kind of stumbled upon the donor program looking for some ways to make some money part-time. But it really made me think. I know several people in my girlfriend's family that have trouble getting pregnant, and having a child myself, it's probably the greatest thing that I've ever done. And so it was kind of a no-brainer when I thought, that I might be able to help some people out and make a little bit of money on the side, that this was the right decision to participate in this program.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just kind of, once again, piggybacking on my previous question, having a kid is the greatest thing that I've ever done. And so undertaking this this expedition is probably the best thing that you could do. And I'm so glad I'd be able to help you out potentially. And that's all.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4447.